And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Is there such a thing as too much music and too many outdoor concerts? Before you answer that, what if they're free concerts with some pretty high-quality talent? That's the logic behind the return of Bayside Sounds Around Town in Superior, which runs concurrent with another summer-long free concert series in Superior, Porch Fest. Here to talk about the concerts that begin tomorrow night at the Old Police and Fire Museum is Jody Saylor, the city's volunteer events and program coordinator, and musicians Shane Nelson and Breanne Tepler. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Jody, Shane, and Breanne.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
So, Jody, not to look a gift horse in the mouth, but is there such a thing as too much music or too much good music even?
I don't think there can ever be too much music. I am a musician growing up, and I think that I could listen to it every day of the week.
Shane and Breanne, what do you think? And are you clear about where you're performing and when?
So, Robin, I love these outdoor concerts. For me, I can't get enough of them. I'm a born and raised Duluthian, and I know full well what it's like to be inside the house for way too long in the winter. I try to get out a little bit, but once that temperature goes up to that super comfy sit in a camping chair or sit out on a blanket kind of vibe, I'm all for it. And so I want as many nights that I can get of that as possible. And inevitably, we are reaching folks in different neighborhoods, and we're going to see different people each time. So yeah, you can't get enough of them from my standpoint.
Born and raised Superiorite, Shane, how about your take on it?
Well, I agree with Breanne just for the fact that, you know, I mean, you can't get too much when you have such a short summer. The turnout, you know, speaks for itself at, you know, for Bayside Sounds or, you know, Porch Fest, because we don't have enough summer as it is.
Well, yeah, the rest of the country is experiencing this horrible heat wave right now. Why wouldn't you go outside and sit in the lawn chairs?
Absolutely. And, you know, Bayside Sounds is one of those series that takes us into the nooks and crannies of the city of Superior. Our band is going to be performing at Woodstock Bay on Wednesday, August 19th, 6 p.m. I'm an avid kayaker. I love kayaking the river, and I'm so excited to check out all of the updates that have been done to Woodstock Bay. I don't know, Shane, don't you just love checking out? You show up at some park or some space, and you're like, oh, this, I feel like I knew this place, but I've actually never been here.
Well, for you, you might experience that, but me, I live in Superior like my whole life. So like last year, like I played at Webster Park, and like I literally climbed a tree when I was like 6 years old right next to where I was playing. So I mean, I literally feel like at home just because, and I mean, like this year, I'm playing somewhere that I haven't played before, at Hammond Park. Not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, July 15th at 6 p.m. So what park are you at again, Breanne?
We're at Woodstock Bay.
Where is that? I don't know where that is.
See, right? You don't know everything about Superior. Jody, why don't you step in and explain where that is? And also tell us a bit about the logic behind Bayside Sounds and Porch Fests and the differences.
Yeah, so Bayside Sounds takes place in city parks and city spaces around the city, and the Porch Fest takes place on people's porches. Woodstock Bay is actually over in the Billings Park neighborhood. It used to be just a really rustic launch for boats and kayaks, but it had a complete renovation. And so now at that park, we have a rustic kayak launch. We also have an accessible launch. We have a pavilion there. We have bathrooms there. And so it's really become one of the favorite spots now in Superior. And at that one, the exciting thing is that people will come and watch on the water, either in boats or kayaks or canoes, paddle boards, and enjoy the water while listening to great music.
And all of this begins tomorrow night, Wednesday night, with Woodblind at the Old Police and Fire Museum. It continues every Wednesday night?
Yeah. And so then we will go every Wednesday evening. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. And we go through the end of August. And we have 8 different bands. You can find whatever type of music you like. You'll find it at one of the concerts. And then for this Wednesday night, specifically at the Old Firehouse and Police Museum, if you come at 5 o'clock, then you can take free tours before we kick off the music at 6.
Porch Fest, do you ever run down? down on that?
Porch Fest has their own Facebook site. So if you search Facebook for Porch Fest, they have their entire schedule out there. They have already started this season, and they take place Thursday evenings throughout the summer.
All right. Well, let's give an example of some of the music we might hear. Shane, you shared something with us, Favorite People.
Yeah, that's a song that's going to be on my new album, The Music Saved My Life. And it's just a song about community and having that sense of belonging to people that are important to you.
All right.
These are among my favorite people. Well, who are the ones that you can run to when the world unravels at your feet? Pick you up when you fall down, when the world's spinning round, round, round. I repeat, these are among my favorite people, yeah, yeah.
And that was a snippet from Favorite People by our guest Shane Nelson. Bran, what do you have to share?
Yeah, I think the song that I'd like to share is called Two Trees. It's off our new album under the same name. And this song was written about two trees just right outside my window.
And I'm betting one of those trees is the one that Shane was in.
I was going to say I haven't climbed that one yet.
I would not recommend it. These trees are dangerous.
All right. Here's a selection from Two Trees by Brianne Marie and from Porch Sinners.
Two trees taller than a building, holding on to each other. One is dead, one of them is living, hunkered down, protected from the weather.
We've been talking about Bayside Sounds Around Town's Freeze Concert Series held Wednesday night at various venues around town. And we've also been talking a bit about Porch Fest, the Thursday night free concert series in Superior that continues throughout the summer. You can find links to both on our website at WPR.org. We've been joined by Jody Sayer of the City of Superior and musicians Shane Nelson and Brianne Tepler. Thank you for joining us, Jody, Shane, and Brianne.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks, Robin.
And if you have an idea about something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.